Hello, my audio friends. That is a piece entitled Run by Ludovico Einaudi, Italian New Age piano composer. And I'll spell that last name for you. Ludovico, not so difficult, but Einaudi is a little bit more difficult. It's E-I-N-A-U-D-I. So it's almost in an Audi. No, sorry. Couldn't resist it. Run. Run, run, run is what I want to do right away. Right now. Run. Run away. Run away from the weather. Run away from the snow. It is snowing. It is March 30th. It is 8:11 in the morning, and it is snowing again. I can't take this anymore. Oh, stop snowing. As I'm conducting my invisible orchestra here in my little microcar, I can't help but cry. It is snowing, and the snow is staying on the ground. It is ridiculous. I realize that it's, what is it, the last day of March? Or is it the second one? March 31st. Yeah, okay, so there's another day to March, right? March 31st. Anyhow, I'm just sick and tired of the snow. I know some of you who don't live in a snowy country like snow or would like to experience snow, but believe me, we've had snow since, I believe, the end of November. No, that's not true. Sorry, the end of December. Yeah, it was rather late in December where it actually started snowing. But it has been a long 4 months. December, January, February, and March. And not only has it been snowing, but it's been cold. And I think that's what's the worst part. The spring seems to not be around the corner. Winter seems interminable. And it's just driving us all batty and over the edge. And all we want to do is run. Well, run as you want. You cannot run away from the weather, so we are stuck with it. And let's make the best of it. I took my V-Strom out for basically the second time yesterday, but yesterday I took it around the block a few times. The last time I'd taken it out, I'd started it up. I went sort of up and down the street a few times, and that was it. Because there was still a bit of, or too much gravel, and I think there was even still a bit of ice on the road, on some parts of the road in my neighborhood. So I didn't want to venture too far. But yesterday it was nice and dry, and I took it around. I took it around the block a few times, and it was nice. I was able to get a good feel for the bike again. And boy, that thing's intimidating a bit. It's a very tall bike. The saddle sits up at I think it's something like 31 or 32 inches, and I think I have a 33-inch inseam, so it's just on the border. My feet don't comfortably, the heels don't comfortably touch the ground. I really have to stretch to get both of my heels down on the ground when I'm sitting on that bike. She's tall. I'm actually kind of pondering maybe putting a drop kit in it. What a drop kit consists of is two pieces of metal that will drop, or no, so, sorry, actually it raises the rear pivot point of the swing arm, the rear swing arm. It raises the pivot point by about, well, you can vary it between an inch to 2 inches depending. And what this does is essentially drop the bike down about an inch. So instead of being at 31 or 32, it'll be at 30, which might be a little bit more comfortable at stop signs and traffic lights. Because as it is, when I come to a traffic light or a stop sign, and you know, I shift into first gear and I've got the clutch, I put on the brakes, and by law, when I do the road test, I have to keep my right foot up on the peg, on the right peg at all times. So I'm only using my left foot. And when I bring it down, it is a little bit precarious, I have to admit. It's not as comfortable as it would be if the bike was a little bit lower and, you know, the center of balance was a little bit lower. The center of gravity on that bike is very tall. And the tank is huge and it's very high up, which means that even the smallest amount of lean of the bike to put my foot down, it really, you know, the bike wants to not exactly topple over, but it does present a little bit of a precarious situation here at stop signs. It's a great bike. Once you start moving, even at the slowest speeds, it's very stable because it has big tires and it's got big heavy tire. The rear tire on that bike is really big. It's thick. So it's got a lot of weight to it. So once that weight starts turning and the momentum starts to build, it's a very stable bike. But when the bike is perfectly stopped, it can topple over, and it's toppled over in the garage for a stupid reason. I had not checked my side stand. And when it went over, thankfully, I had some stuff there, and it kind of leaned on the stuff, so I didn't fall over. But I could have been hurt. I mean, and I could have damaged a bike. So I can see how easily it is to drop a bike when you're not moving. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. It was in the garage. The bike was not moving. It's just I was trying to do something. I was measuring something on the foot pegs, and I had to bring up the side stand to do the measurement, and I was sitting on the bike, and then all of a sudden I decided to lean the bike over on its side stand, realizing the side stand wasn't down. And then by the time I realized it, the bike had started gaining momentum and she just went over. So now I'm going to mindfully and purposely always look down when I'm leaning the bike, and that way I can see the side stand. I got to do that. All right, well, that's it. So my rant and rave about the weather. Thank you for listening. And as always, take care and have a great day. Bye.